Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Berlin and to Savignyplatz, a 19th century square in Charlottenburg district that has connected West Berlin's famous streets, artists, intellectuals and myriad cultures. Our guide is Dalia Hoffmann, food editor at the magazine Mietvergnügen. She caught up with Monocle's Kati Krauser.
I chose this place because, first of all, I grew up in a neighborhood, I went to school here, I went to dance classes, and I've spent a lot of time here at this place. And also because Savignyplatz combines really old Berlin food, but also new and modern concepts. And I think it's really interesting to see a place that was home to artists, intellectuals and also writers become a place where also young people and tourists or experts find something to identify with.
Okay, Dalia, we're now at Diner Tattersaal, which is right under the rail tracks. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this place.
Well, this place has been around way longer than I live, and it's a real institution in Berlin. If you want to have like proper old-school Berlin food or German food, you just go here and hope for a free table because it's really crowded.
So what's the kind of food you would eat at Diner Tattersaal?
Well, you would eat like Klopse, which is this dish with like meatballs in a like light sauce. It's served with rice. Or you can eat Falsche Hase, which is a meat dish. And you'd have Senfeier, which are eggs and mustard sauce. Nothing special, nothing fancy, but it's Berlin on your table, on your plate. Yeah.
And we're actually in here just now. It's officially closed, they let us in. And people are smoking, which is also very Berlin, it feels.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you don't have this modern technology where it takes out the smoke in the air. So you really, it smells like people are smoking in here. And I guess even if they wouldn't smoke, it would still smell like it. And I'm not a smoker, but it doesn't really bother me because it's just, it feels right for this place here.
This place also looks very peculiar, very unique. How would you describe it?
The walls are like totally covered in photographs from celebrities, from authors, musicians, politicians, and like German people you just know. You know, the walls are dark brown, the tables are really like used wood, you have red leather benches, and it really feels like you traveled in time. There's nothing up to date here.
Excuse me, you are the owner here.
Yes, I am.
Could you show me your favorite picture?
Yes, of course I can. This is absolutely my brother over there because he owned this restaurant before and he was an actor. So he didn't understand anything about this business. So I came to help him to manage it. He died 4 years ago, unfortunately. And therefore, this is my absolute special photo.
Just to say, it's a photo, it's a large photo. It's the only photo on one of the walls, and it shows your brother on a scooter. He's holding a cigarette in one hand and a dog in the other.
Yeah, because it was an advertisement for cigarettes, you know?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we've gotten off this really busy, noisy street, Kantstraße, and gotten into this little warm, humid, little sort of refuge. Explain to me where we are.
We're at Schwarze Café right now. It's this place where my parents would go to, and I guess they did go here after a long night at a club. And it's been here since the late 70s. And I'd say it didn't really change much. It's still, as you say, a refuge for people who can't sleep or who just, you know, like dance the whole night and need to have breakfast somewhere. They go here. Like Schwarz Café is, it's a restaurant that is open 24/7. It's only closed for a couple of hours on Tuesday.
So what kind of food do they serve here?
I'd say the question should be what kind of food they don't serve here, because it's, I think it's everything. You can have pasta, you can have schnitzel, you can have, you know, your typical German cheese breakfast, but you can also have spätzle or cakes and ice creams.
I mean, in terms of looks, so they're exposed brick walls, but it's definitely not the hipster kind, is it?
No, it's not. I think it's more of a, we wanted to start something but didn't really get to end it kind of look. When you come into a Schwarz Café, there is this, I'd say, narrow hallway. It's painted black. You have the bar and you have one table beneath the stairs that go into the first floor, whereas, and there is the second eating room. It looks like an old apartment. You have a small balcony with one table where, you know, like couples who are really like madly in love sit there and French kiss the whole night. And you have painted walls. You have chandeliers. You have really torn down or like used up wooden floors. So it's really comfortable. It gives you this warm feeling in the middle of the night or like during day. It's just a warm place, I guess.
Okay, total contrast now. We're just opposite Dina Tatarsaal. We're still in the same neighborhood and we're still in a place that looks and feels completely different from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, it's really different. It's called Kosh Relax. And it's this African street food place. People from Berlin might know it because they're regulars at a street food market. But then the owner, Michael, just started this place. And it's so different because you wouldn't expect an African street food place at Savinieplatz. But this makes it so interesting and so vibrant here.
So it's bright, it's colorful, the floor tiles are, I don't know, they remind me of Spanish tiles, to be honest, or North African ones. All the chairs have different colors. But what's the food like?
It looks really colorful, and also the food is, I'd say, colorful in a way because it shows what Africa, but also North Africa, has to offer. You have this national dish from Egypt that is called koshri, which is like the main dish here. But you also have dishes from Tunisia, from Lebanon, from Morocco. You have all sorts of things. And you can make like a culinary vacation or just travel being here and like eating your way through the menu. And you get to explore all those spices and tastes and different aspects of each African country.
Okay, so we've now walked a block and a half from Savinieplatz. We're standing on Kantstraße. Where are we?
In front of Madame No. It's a rather new restaurant. It's in an old pharmacy, and you still see this pharmacy sign on the glass door. And yeah, it's a full place. When you just like pass the restaurant, you see those three huge pots with full. You have the chicken one, the beef one, and the vegetarian one. And, you know, you see them and you just get hungry. You just want to go in there and have a full.
So let's go in.
Yes, let's do it.
So Madame No, it's not just a full place. Right? It's not only Vietnamese. It's the idea that it's Indochine cuisine. Where does that come from?
It has a brasserie touch to it, as you say. You have a little French influence here. And I think the signature dish is still the full, but you can also have salads and spring rolls and tatar, like on top of your pho. So it's a little fancier than your typical pho place, but it's still really authentic, I'd say.
And why did you choose an East Asian restaurant if we are in a neighborhood that's more like traditionally German, old Berlin?
Because you cannot talk about Savinieplatz and cannot talk about Kantstraße without mentioning this huge influence China or Asia has on the street. Because, you know, people refer to Kantstraße as Little Asia Town because there's so many restaurants, so many Vietnamese places, Chinese places, Thai places. And if you want to have authentic Japanese food, you go to Kantstraße. And it's been like this for decades, I'd say. That's why it couldn't be missed.
This was episode number 24 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide to Berlin's Savinieplatz was Dalia Hoffmann. She spoke to Monocle's Kati Krause. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.